All right, the second segment of this second program of The Bigger Picture, the unity of true faith and what? The unity of true faith and right action. What you believe affects what you do. And right now, Christians and conservative Americans, moral people, are sitting back in their complacency saying, I believe something's wrong with America, but they're not doing like Mike here is doing. He's coming on air and saying, well, I think we got a problem, and here's what I think it is. So that's what this segment is going to cover. But let me remind you of this before we wade any further into this segment. This whole series of programs is predicated upon your understanding of my understanding of the eight great doctrines that are common to Christians that are bedrock to the survival of our faith and to its effective spread. The first is the importance above all else of the fatherhood of God. The second, the fact that Jesus Christ and Him alone is the only way to the Father and the only way to eternal life. Thirdly, that once you come to Christ and you're on your journey to the Father, it is the Holy Spirit that leads you and teaches you. The fourth really important thing that most Americans are just only becoming aware of now is the fact that there's a literal Satan. This is his domain. Yeah, God created the world and said it was good, but he put Satan here for a reason. And his enemy is not God, because he can't really ever hope to, even though he thinks he can, overcome God, but his enemy is God's vicar in this life, which is man. And so it's a battle continuously against the sons of Adam and Eve, daughters of Eve, and the evil one. This is his domain. We need to understand that. He's behind the systems of the world. And then the next in today's age is not very popular. It is the stewardship of men. We are required to lead. We are required to do the things that keep the train on the tracks. And then the next one is not a popular role with most women now, but it has historically proven that women are the civilizers of culture by their naturally nurturing spirit. And they have a relationship with God that's even farther beyond what men think they have. So the sixth doctrine then is the role of women, the women as civilizers of culture. Then 7 and 8 are not as well known in the higher church order, and that is that there is a coming Antichrist. He's coming. He's going to step out of the shadows. He's going to deceive a lot of people, and there's going to be 7 years of real misery on this earth while he's cut loose to do what he does. And then finally, and this really is unpopular in some places, but it is the truth. We need to understand it. In the end, it's really all about the Jews. The church exists to make the Jews jealous of what they lost. Romans chapters 9 through 11 deals with that. I flew in the Israeli war in 73, and I saw God deliver Israel through the U.S. Air Force and the U.S. military. So those are the eight basic doctrines, but the circumstances that we must understand are what the fatherhood of God means, what the culture of Christ is, and what the pageant of creation, what we're doing in this world from start to finish. And the average Christian knows nothing about that because they haven't read the Bible. So let's get to this first point that I want you to understand. The fatherhood of God is important because from the fatherhood of God, all authority flows, okay? Authority and respect for authority is what preserves a culture and helps it function. And the verse that sets that for us is Deuteronomy 6:3-9, which says, love God above everything else. Know his word and teach it to your children. That's kind of paraphrased, but that's what it says. And Jesus ratified that in Matthew 22:34-40. He said, love God, love your fellow man. But in these two things, all the law and the prophets are summarized. So it is essential that we understand that it all starts, meaning the entire processes of the world we live in, with the authority of God. And that's where we're going to move in our discussion with Mike now, is what's happening in America to see the breakdown in authority from Black Lives Matter to just in our own younger generation, the lack of respect for authority that exists. So, Mike, I want you to jump in right now. Let's talk about authority in this country. Is it important, and why is it in decline?
Yeah, well, I definitely think authority is important. You know, it's important for young people as they're being reared to be taught respect for authority and for the older, wiser voices out there. And that seems to be lacking, right?
Okay, but where might it be coming from? Let's go ahead and get in the quagmire. What things in, because I'm most concerned about the negative contribution of Black culture in this country, how is that impacting authority? But case in point, you and I were talking about just in behaviors, caps backwards, just an anti-social statement, pants, you know, worn half off. That is a statement of, well, I'm my own guy and I'm doing my thing and to heck with the rest of you. Do you interpret it as that way? Or what little things that are contributing to the culture that are causing this erosion of authority, which we saw in all the street riots?
Yeah. I mean, well, you see it in mass media, right? You know, it's learned behavior from... I guess I would probably say mainly from the entertainment industry, you know, its heavy influence on young minds, you know, and these folks in the entertainment industry certainly promote, if you will, the rebellious, I guess that's the word.
The music is just openly rebellious. Yeah. I agree.
Imagery.
How about the patent sensuality in it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's... Almost every commercial you see these days is, you know, semi-pornographic, and even if they're not using completely unacceptable FCC vulgar language, they're certainly alluding to many of these things.
But it also, though, in the music, if you listen to so much of the popular Black music, it's a pretty bad
vulgar.
Which is not to say that some of the acid rock or stuff of the white generation, but it's really just so pervasive, because I think you had talked earlier about, well, it is the Black race is really directing our culture.
Yeah, they have a very defined influence on it these days. And, you know, it's concerning to the degree that it's in the corporate levels, in the corporate boardrooms, you know, there's decisions being made at corporate levels that are, you know, reflective of this bad cultural influence. There's decisions made at the heights of our government, you know, and our policies that eventually evolve from cultural influences.
It's almost like they're tolerating stuff that traditionally is not tolerated.
Yep.
To virtue signal that they are really supporting the Black folks because we believe they've been so disenfranchised. Is that kind of it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
I'd agree with that.
Well, we're going to end this segment on that note, and we're going to talk about some book titles in the next segment that I think you'll find interesting. Come back and see us on the other side. Thank you.